Hello there, paperweight people. We have a great show for you today, but first I get to take a moment and tell you about Bebop's. Brittany's Brick Oven Pizza is a mom-and-pop pizza shop located at 2034 Lanier Drive in Madison, Indiana, and they happen to be the sponsor of this episode. Stop by today to enjoy a delicious pizza featuring handmade dough and sauces, fresh toppings, all cooked to perfection in a brick oven. Also, try one of Susan's homemade desserts and treat yourself to a local wine or beer. On a personal note, Bebop's is my family's favorite pizza place. I'm partial to the Chicken Bacon Ranch, while my wife can't get enough of the Boss Hog Barbecue. Call 812-274-3337 or stop by Bebop's today and tell them that Paperweight sent you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast, your home for all things Marvel, DC, Star Wars, and so much more. Join Derek and Ian as they tell tales to astonish along this journey into mystery. Grab some snacks and settle in because Paperweight Entertainment starts now. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast. I'm your co-host, Derek Hoskins, and with me as always is my good friend and yours, the one, the only, the lovable, the huggable, the glue. Forever and always, the glue. Mr. Ian Torrance. Hi, Ian.
Am I really that huggable?
Oh, I'm so sad that this is over Zoom and not in person. If we recorded these in person, we would only need one microphone because I'd be snuggled up in that beard.
Aww. Babe, thank you.
Welcome. The only problem with that is it'd be all rustly. You just hear the rustling of the beards on the bee. So how are you doing?
Oh, I was sitting here thinking, I was like, did he ask me a question?
I just said Ian.
Okay, I was like, did he ask how I was doing? Because I'm just kind of sitting there at this point. Not bad. I'm ready to get this over with. That's not what I
thought you were
going to
say. Get this over with.
I'm ready to get started. Is what I was initially thinking. I'm ready to get this over with. I was like, that's not where I was going with that. Get this show on the road.
We'll go ahead and get this going. So we're talking about Ahsoka episode 3, which was a quick episode, but felt a little long, if I'm going to be honest. Now, maybe it's because I watched that when I was really tired. I watched it right before we started recording this, actually. And overall, it was fine. I think I liked the first two episodes better, but overall, it was all right. There was some good action, a lot of really interesting training. Things like that. So it was good. It didn't go in the direction that I hoped it would, but it did leave me very excited for what's going to come next. So overall, good, not great. What'd you think about this one overall, Ian?
I hate to say it, but it seemed like a filler episode to me. And I don't mean that in a bad way because I did enjoy it, but it just didn't seem like there was a lot happening. And then all of a sudden, they were in enemy territory, and there's a gun battle going on, and then it was over.
Yeah, that's what I was talking. That's exactly what I meant, where it was like, it's short, but it felt kind of long. Like, there was something about the way that it seemed like nothing really happened to advance the plot, other than we got information at the beginning, we got information at the end, and all the stuff in the middle just kind of was there. Like, there was some fun action while that was going on, but it wasn't entertaining enough to make me like, oh yeah, I love it, space battles, yeah, awesome. It was just a lot of talking between Sabine and Ahsoka, which is fine. I like both those actresses. I don't know the actress that plays Sabine at all. I've never seen her before, but I do like her.
She was in something, and you're gonna make me look this up because I looked this up before and I was like, oh yeah, that's
she does her. Look familiar to me, but I don't know where I've seen her. But either way, like, the so I'll say this, the beginning of this episode I absolutely loved for a couple of reasons. One, I love all of the information that they've been putting out in all of the books and the TV shows about how the New Republic failed and why the First Order was able to rise. And it seems like they're going in that direction here. They did already They did that a little bit in Mandalorian. They've been showing that about how the New Republic is kind of inept and it's corrupt already because of the Imperials that are in there, and because the Republic has believed that they've won to such a degree that they don't have to worry about anything. In the novels that they brought out, it lays out the fact that Mon Mothma, who is the Chancellor, really pushed to demilitarize like as soon as possible. As soon as they thought that they had the war completely won, get rid of the military, demilitarize. We don't want another war, don't want another war, leave themselves open. So I really like that they showed that. But the other part of this episode that I loved is the training. Anybody that knows me and knows how I feel about Star Wars, I'm all about the Jedi and the Force and the Sith. I want to know about that. So anytime that we get training, anytime we get an explanation of the Force, anytime we get any interaction between Force users, I'm there for that. The space battles are fun, but I'm there for the Force. I'm there for what's going on with the Jedi. And so I really enjoyed that part. I wish that would have kept on going. That's why I was a little disappointed in this, because it stopped and they went into the pew pew space battles.
Day Shift, the vampire movie with Jamie Foxx on Netflix.
Which I
She's in
did
Day
not watch,
Shift.
but Herb was fun.
Oh, you didn't watch that? That was
Yeah, I didn't
Bob
get
and
to watch
I.
it. You and Bob watched that, and I did not get to see that one. I was actually thinking about that the other day, how I would like to see it. I saw there was like a little compilation on Netflix of some Netflix originals, and that was on there. So yeah.
Well, that's where I
But
know her from.
either way, I do like her as an actress. I think she's doing a fine job as Sabine, but overall, yeah, this is a little bit of a disappointing episode for me, but I didn't hate it. I'll let you get your thoughts out, and then I have a question for you about something that happened in this episode.
I mean, those are my main thoughts. I thought it just seemed like a filler. I did like the training part, and I did like how blunt the droid was. How she's the worst Jedi to ever train. That part was funny. And then she's just like, "Do you think it was what you said earlier?" And he's just like, "What? It's true."
I'm so
So
happy he's back.
I liked that interaction, but like I said, it seemed like, okay, training, pew pew pew, straight to the end. That's it. That's how it felt to me. It felt kind of rushed. It didn't seem as good as the first two episodes. I know it was shorter, but it was still a long enough episode to where something could have happened. It just seemed like a filler. In no way, shape, or form am I saying like this was a terrible episode. I didn't enjoy it whatsoever. I just wanted a little bit more out of it. That's all.
Yeah, I
I think it
understand.
had to do with the fact that the first two were built up so much, and that's probably what it is.
Yeah, and like you said, the runtime was there. I felt like the space battle went on a little too long. It felt like it dragged out instead of being like tense and oh, are they gonna make it? I found myself getting a little bit bored in that moment. The question I wanted to ask you is there are two things that happen in this episode that if you've never seen Rebels, you may be confused by, and I know you've never seen Rebels. Hera's son Jason, were you surprised that he did not have green skin and like head tails?
No, the whole time, and when I hear Jason, I think of the son of Luke and
Han
Leia.
and Leia.
Yeah, Han, because
Yeah, Jason Solo.
wasn't Ben Luke's
Ben
son in the
was
books,
Luke's son
and then
in the
Jason
EU.
was, and they swapped them, right?
Yeah. So in
Yeah.
the EU, Han and Leia had twins, Jason and Jaina Solo, and then a younger son that they named Anakin for some unknown reason. That was dumb. And then Luke had Ben. And then in the sequel trilogy, they had Leia name her son Ben, which also didn't make any sense.
And kind
It
of,
does now after
okay.
Obi-Wan. It does now after
Yeah.
Obi-Wan, but at the time it made no sense. So Jason, for anybody that didn't watch Rebels, Ian included, is the son of Hera and Kanan Jarrus, who was the Jedi who trained Ezra in Rebels.
I have the first issue of Canon, by the way.
Nice. It's a good comic. It's really not bad. You should really watch Rebels. It's excellent. But Jason is Kanan and Hera's son, so more than likely he's force sensitive, which put the emphasis on I want to be a Jedi after when he was talking to Chopper. I think it's hinted at highly at the end of Rebels that he takes after his father, meaning that he's force sensitive. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about is, what did you think about the space whales? They play a huge part in Rebels, so I'm curious how it went over with you.
Interesting. I was just like, how do they breathe? I mean, the whole purpose of whale is this.
So
they must be more common than you think, because nobody seemed shocked to see them. Nobody seemed as shocked as they should have to see sky whales.
Yeah. So again, Pergil is what they're called. The space whales are the sky whales. When they showed up in Rebels, everybody kind of had a collective, what? And then they eased into it and it made more sense throughout the story. So that's why I was really genuinely curious what the reaction, because when I saw it, Allie and I were watching it, where there's like, ah! But then I immediately thought Ian is going to be looking at his screen like a dog looking at the answering machine when your voice comes out of it, just kind of cocking your head, confused.
Like a dog.
What is this? But no, those are actually really cool creatures, and they are very, very, very important to what's going on in this show. All of hyperspace is based off of their migratory patterns. Like in the first people to travel through hyperspace did so by following the Pergil. So they're very, very important, especially considering the fact that they're going to be traveling between galaxies is what they're setting up to go and get Thrawn in this. And so, yeah, that could be that's going to be very, very important. But if somebody hasn't seen Rebels, that would have just come out of nowhere. And so I was very curious how that was going to go over.
Hate them. It just took me by surprise, especially since, like you said, I didn't know they were a real thing.
Yeah, I
because immediately I was like, fucking whales
with like weird tentacles. What's happening?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah. I wish I had more to say about this episode. I'm really intrigued to see where it's going to go next. You know, they brought up the Pergil migratory patterns and traveling through hyperspace interdimensionally or intergalactically. So that's really exciting to see that they're leaning so heavily into that. I'm really curious of where they're going to go with it. There's some implications that they are going to be bringing in another alien race called the Grisk, which is basically the new canon version of the Yuuzhan Vong that were the like main threat of the expanded universe novels, who I hated, by the way. I'm sorry, anybody that's listening or watching that loves the EU. I did not. They were not my type of Star Wars. I didn't love that. So
not my type of Star Wars.
Like not my type of Star Wars. There's different things that different people love, and I have friends that absolutely love those books, and there are some of them that are great. But the Yuuzhan Vong War was not one of them, in my opinion. But the idea that they may incorporate something along that line and maybe change it up a little bit, that's exciting, because it could be setting up the movies that they're going to be doing with Rey and give her a threat to fight against. So I've got my fingers crossed. I trust the creative teams that are working on this. I know a lot of people don't, but I do. I trust Dave Filoni. I trust Jon Favreau. I even trust Kathleen Kennedy. Come at me. All of you people that are hating on her, Kathleen Kennedy is one of the most successful producers of all time. And when she sits back and lets creative people create, magic happens. So we'll see what happens with this. But overall, this was a decent episode, but it did feel like one that could have been just a 10-minute part of another longer episode. It felt a little stretched out and a little too much like not enough was happening. So that's it. Ian, you got any other thoughts on it, man?
I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it. Like I said, I was stuck in between of digging it and not digging it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think overall I'm fine with it. I just wish there was a little bit more. But again, like, and is this another one of those 8-episode series?
You know what? I can't remember if it's 6 or 8. I think it's 8. I'll look and see right now while you're finishing your thoughts there.
That's pretty much the gist of my thoughts. Is like, if we're doing this thing again, which, don't get me wrong, I was going to kind of compare it to like what we said about Book of Boba Fett, but this show is already way better than Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, I've already enjoyed these first 3 episodes more than most of Boba Fett. Although I didn't hate the first episode and the last episode of Book of Boba Fett, I didn't hate. This is 8 episodes. So it's going to finish up first week of October, and then we'll have a couple of weeks off, and then it's Loki. And I know you'll be excited for Loki season 2.
Oh my God. When is that? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
That is in October. That's like second or third week of October. So I think we have 2 weeks in between Ahsoka and Loki season 2.
I ask because I need to go back and watch all of Loki.
And then we have your
freaking ass. I'm ready for Loki.
Then we have the Marvels coming out right after Loki, and then Echo dropping right after Loki as well. But Loki is the one.
Just go ahead and do Loki season 2 and season 3 at the same time, please.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But either way, so Ahsoka, I'm hitting my mic. I apologize for the loud noises. If you watched it, what did you think about it? If you didn't watch it, why are you listening to a review? What are you doing?
Yeah,
what are you doing here? What did you think about it? What are your expectations of the series overall? Do you think that this is going to pull it together and be a really fun, cohesive story? Do you think that it's going to be another kind of middling story that doesn't really know where it's going? Let us know. We would love to interact with you. Also, don't forget to check out our merch store and help us that way support the show. There is, for a limited time for spooky season, we have our Halloween themed logo designed by our good buddy Trent, which is amazing. I love that logo so much. So yeah, that's in our merch store. Go and check that out. If you are watching on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, ring the notification bell, share this with your friends. And if you're listening on the podcast, audio only, make sure that you rate and review us. That helps quite a bit. Also, once again, thank you to Bebop's, Brittany's Brick Oven Pizza here in Madison, Indiana. If you're in the Southern Indiana area and you've got a hankering for some delicious pizza, go and check out Bebop's. They're amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching. For Ian, I have been Derek. This has been the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast. We will see you next time.